I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
How does it feel?
I'm so disappointed.
So, do you expect me to have entertainment stories, or can I skate by?
So you just got 5 minutes to kill. We don't really care. Nobody cares how you do it.
Good luck. All right. Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalized in New York after his return from a prison upstate. So if you miss this, his conviction from 2020 was overturned. But now his lawyer has stated that he has been moved to a hospital and he's undergoing a bunch of different tests. He said it seems like he needs a lot of help physically.
Who is this?
Harvey Weinstein.
Sorry, go ahead. Okay.
Sometimes he misses the name. It happens.
See, my expectation is that when I talk, you guys listen.
See, my expectation is that you say the name over and over and over again until I actually pay attention.
You know what? This is what I'm going to start doing. Is at the end of every week, I'm going to do an e-buzz pop quiz.
No!
You should. Yes!
I like that.
Do you expect us to pass it?
That's fine.
Yes! And there has to be a punishment. Wait, be a punishment.
Why do we have to always go
because
to punishment?
I lived this life for 10 freaking years. And every time that just told, just tell Bert you're talking about Betty White. Well, she's, God rest her soul, we can't do that. Or Celine Dion. I love this, Abby. Hold these people accountable for being active listeners.
I would expect you, who's been taking on more of the hosting duties, to understand that I might be looking at the schedule and not 100% focused because I'm thinking about what's coming up next and how to sell it. That would be my expectation.
My expectation is for you to friggin' listen.
I will come up with a good punishment.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, you do?
I will show it to you after this break. It's good. It's good and it'll be painful.
Would you rather talk about Betty White? I mean, she's dead, but like we could do like a seance. And
I would rather talk about Betty White than Weinstein, for sure.
We could skip over Weinstein.
No, but if you don't mind, it's your e-buzz. I want to know what the punishment is.
Yeah, what's the punishment?
I showed you all the video last week. It is there. Abby would be on one side of a cardboard wall.
Oh, no. Have you seen this, Mo?
Whoever loses the pop quiz would be on the other side of the cardboard wall.
It's got three holes on it.
Yes, there are three holes spaced out at crotch level in this hole, in this wall.
With tissue paper covering the hole.
So you can't see through it. The person who loses will pick one of those holes to stand behind, facing the wall.
Is this a punishment for me?
No. And then Abby will be on the other side with a big boxing glove on her fist and will choose one of the holes to punch through at crotch level as hard as she can.
No.
And if it just so happens the fist and the crotch are aligned, there's your punishment.
Well, the good news for me is if you align it for Moe's crotch, it'll be my chest.
So I got nothing to lose here.
Moe's going to have to get on his knees to participate.
I don't like this idea.
It's way too elaborate. I'll never have it anyway.
Okay, good.
Oh,
I'll make it happen.
It will.
The video is worth it.
I feel like we should make them do, you know, how people do the punishments on TikTok for guys who lose fantasy football? Things that they have to do, like, really cringeworthy TikToks.
I saw one the other day where the loser of his fantasy football had to take the ACT, and he was like 35 or 40 years old, and you have to keep going back until you get a certain score.
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
That's expensive. Don't you have to pay for the ACT, too?
I think so, that's
messed up. Anyway, Harvey Weinstein's in the hospital. Let's move on.
All right.
Justin Bieber, this is another sad story. Justin Bieber's posting crying pics of him on Instagram, so a lot of his fans and followers are concerned that maybe it has something to do with those allegations against Diddy, because now videos are resurfacing of Justin.
Pilates hangover.
My expectation is if you're on the radio, you can speak.
Damn.
I'll start doing Pilates for my brain next weekend, I swear.
So I follow the Biebs online. He's been in here so many different times. I feel like we almost have like a personal relationship.
He follows you.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been here since he was 15 years old. The series of pictures that he put up this weekend were bizarre.
It was.
And I can't tell if it's a, you know, because he's not performing as much anymore. And I think when you get in that circle of celebrity and feeling the love from everybody, if you're not getting that because he hasn't been feeling real good, I wonder if this is his way of trying to get more attention or something's really not right.
There's no context because there's no caption. It's just rando photos.
Yeah. He's got like this long ass beard going on. Right, it's like he's almost trying to make himself look really bad. I don't know if it's an inside joke for him to his fans, but it was a weird look this weekend.
No, a lot of people think it's a cry for help because a lot of the videos are resurfaced of him and Diddy, like when he was a teenager at like clubs and stuff. And so a lot of people think maybe some of these allegations that are coming out are bringing a lot of that stuff to the surface. And maybe he's trying to tell his fans something without coming out and explicitly saying something.
My dude is a smart ass though, so I could really see him doing this note and getting like a charge out of seeing everybody trying to guess and sort of come together with the worst case scenario. So I can't tell if it's real or not.
Yeah. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.